You grow like she did.
This makes me so happy.
Like, it was worth not clicking it on YouTube.
It so was. I'm so happy I waited. It was so good. Okay, first of all, it was super nice to hear you, like, do something different. Like, I really liked that we heard you do this kind of fast, upbeat, intense-paced song. That was, like, really nice for me. My first note was, I just want you to, like, shut up because you're so good. I just want to be like, stop being incredible. Super epic. I thought you had great energy, you had great emotion and awesome vocals. I loved, like, what Laura just said, like, the growls and stuff. Like, it was so unique. Like, that was so different than anything I've heard you do in a while. Like, all the stuff on this show has been very ballady and, like, sultry and pretty. And, like, and this was, like, sultry but in a totally different way. And I was like, oh, yeah. Bam. Cherie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Take me.
Yeah, it was so good. And I loved, oh, my God. I loved the talking. Like,
I love the talking. It was awesome.
The, like, hold on, sit down. I'm not done yet. It was so funny. I, like, laughed out loud. I was like, oh, my God, so fantastic. Oh, it was so good. what'd you think, Val?
Yeah, this is like, yeah, it was like cute and like, oh no, siren, but go
That's
away.
an epic siren.
I know, that was so intense.
I
They're coming to your
know.
house.
No, it's going past my house. Anyway, no. But yeah, this is like really fun to listen to. Like, it sounded like you were like dancing while you were singing. And I love the woohoo at the beginning. It was like so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At first I thought the growling like wasn't as like in the first verse. I thought it wasn't as fleshed out as it could have been. But then like later on in the song it's like, I'm growling, and it sounded cool and awesome. And I really like the talking part too. My only note was like when you were going from like the lower notes to the higher notes, like the lower notes sounded like a little off, like in the middle of the phrase or so. But like that's like super nitpick. This is super awesome, and I loved it.
You don't know why. I just like I'm all like excited now. I'm really glad that I waited as well. After the big tease, it actually lived up to its expectations, so I was like super
Yeah.
excited. And the growling, oh, the growling, oh,
It made
growling.
Laura feel things.
Yeah.
Laura was like, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. That's what I was like.
I want to know, I'm not going to repeat what I said in the chat, but that actually stands. I love the attitude, the energy, the emotion. Like, I really believe like you were just kind of like your husband had just cheated on you, and you know, telling him off, and yeah, I just loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved
All right.
it.
So we can move on to Faded. That was awesome, beloved. Yay.
Dun, dun, dun.
State the obvious. I didn't get my perfect fantasy. I realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me. So go and tell your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine, I'll tell mine that you're gay. And by the way, I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike a match on all my wasted. Tears. I'm just sitting here planning my revenge. There's nothing stopping me from going out with all of your best friends. And if you come around saying sorry to me, my daddy's gonna show you how sorry you'll be. 'Cause I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike on all my wasted time. As far as I'm concerned, you're just another picture to burn. And if you're missing me, you better keep it to yourself. 'Cause coming back around here would be bad for your health. 'Cause I hate that stupid old truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike a match on all my wasted time. In case you haven't heard, I really, really hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike a match on all my wasted. right, Faded. Interesting tidbit of information. You did this last season.
For the same round. Challenge.
Okay, well, we'll critique and then we'll discuss results. Go ahead, Val.
Yeah, it, like, threw me for a loop. At first, I thought it was the one from last season, but then we assumed you re-recorded, and then we had to, like, go investigate to, like the episode it was in last season, and, like, you apparently re-recorded it. But, like, this had the same problems it did last year, so I don't know why you, picked this song to redo, because, like, it doesn't really sit in a nice place in your range. Like, it was really pitchy, and you were doing, like, that kind of whiny thing and stuff, and it was a little nasal. Like, you've just gotten so much better, and this song didn't, like, suit your strengths at all, so, like, I was kind of confused. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's, like, all really could. The emotion was pretty good, but, like, it was kind of, like, the pitch issues kind of made the emotion, like, overlookable, so, I don't know.
I mean, I didn't hear this last season because I wasn't here then. So I can kind of look at this, and I am going to look at this as kind of, like, a new, fresh thing. But for me, this doesn't, like, come close to some of the stuff that I've heard you do. I think you're much better than you were on this. I think you actually sounded, like, strained and a little bit hoarse all the way through. And the faded energy wasn't there. Your energy kept dropping. And with that, like, you was often under pitch. But then you'd, like, scrabble to get it back. And then you'd overshoot and it'd be sharp. And I wasn't feeling this from you, Faded. Sorry.
Yeah. I agree with Valk that I had a lot of the same issues with, like, you know, being strainy and slightly off pitch in some places. It just, you had really great energy, which, like, you always do, but there was just something about this that was off, and I mean, you did it last season, and, like, technically you're not supposed to, like, sing, you know, songs.
I just don't know, like, this was the round she got cut, right? So, like,
this round, but this was the song she got cut on.
So why'd you redo a song you got cut on? Yeah.
I was like, oh, but it just was very strange because, like I would think that you would, remember that you did this before. Like, especially if it's a song you got cut on, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I got cut on Picture to Burn. I don't know, maybe yeah. It was, like, totally, I guess, I don't know, I'm trying to think if, like, I remember every song that I've got cut on.
I don't know, I don't know. I do for the most part.
Yeah, it was just, I felt like, I feel bad, but, yeah.
It just didn't seem, as good as you are.
Yeah, to me. Yeah. Like, I've heard you, like, do stuff so much better.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Bad times.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go to results. Who won for you tonight, Valk?
Beloved.
Yay. Me too.
Me three.
Oh my gosh, we are all in sync. Who is second for you, Garnet?
Traviata.
Yeah, I had Traviata second as well.
Ew. It was a really hard decision for me. I was like,
Did you not have Traviata second, Val? Because I heard you say,
I had Maddie second, so.
You did. They were really close to me. Maddie
yeah,
third.
That's why I was like, yeah. That's why I was on Minute Narrowing, because I was like, is it Maddie or Traviata?
Yeah.
So we had to cut Faded. I'm just announcing it now, because, you did this song last season, and even if you hadn't, I don't know, it wasn't, like...
Yeah, like, that aside, this was kind of, like...
Yeah.
It didn't feel like your best work, and, like, I know that you did it really last minute, and, like, like there was things that you didn't realize and stuff, but like I just yeah. I'm sorry, like I feel really bad.
I mean, yeah. like for me, this was completely new, and I would personally, no offense, I would have cut Faded. And you like Faded was my, I always rank them, and she was at the bottom, and I've never heard it, so
right,
like yeah, so in a technical kind of overall basis.
So next week we're doing Judge's Choice, but in a different, like with a twist, I guess you could call it. What we're doing is we're giving you guys an artist, like, so we'll say, oh, you can do this artist. We have the artist, so we can say this. So, for example, Beloved Star, we're asking you to sing a song by Alison Krauss. So you have to do a song by Alison Krauss, but you can choose any song. So it's like we're choosing the artist, like what style like we want to hear on you, but you can choose the song. If you're really stuck, we do have songs in mind. Like, there were reasons why we gave you this artist, like, due to particular songs. So, if you're like, oh, I'm not sure, well, I'm gonna put, like, in the email, which I'll send, like, I'll send, like, today at some point, being like, and, like, here's a song suggestion in case, you know, you're not sure. So, Beloved, we're asking you to sing something by Alison Krauss. Traviata, we want you to do Dixie Chicks. Maddie, we're asking you to do Carrie Underwood.
Yay!
And Russ, we want you to try Tim McGraw. Yay! So you can sing any song by those artists. I know a lot of times when we give artists people like, oh, can you sing a cover? I'd rather you just sing like one of their songs. Like, don't sing like a song that they've covered. Do like an actual song. If you're having issues, like, let me know. And we'll chat. So, I guess that's really it. Thank you to Laura for being back on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I love judging this show with you too.
I know. It's really fun
having you on. We should do it for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you can if you want to. if you would like to join us for the rest of the season, you may.
I am definitely wanting to join you guys for the rest of the season.
Yay!
Hell yeah. I think it's just for the in-between the songs banter that we have going. It's really funny. It's worth it just for that.
Yes. Okay. So, yes. Join us for more. I'm going to actually make that due on Thursday at midnight or 11:59 because I'm in California. I mean, my job's done, but I'm in LA from Monday to Thursday. And I get back like early evening Thursday, like 8 o'clock or something. But I want them to have enough time, and like this was later than it normally is late. I don't think it'll really matter if we're on Thursday for one.
Yeah. For 1 week. It'll be like the same thing as usual. Just a
it's
day
really
later.
Not a big deal. So, yes. All right. So have a good night, and I'll send out an email, like, pretty soon.
Good night.
Good night. Night.